Right, I hear some rattling up the back, but we have many children of the younger variety here this morning. We've got somebody there, have we?
Cynthia's
there, hiding. I can't quite see it. Right. Yep, very good, Charlotte.
Yep, great.
Oh, well, if you want to just, you can stay where you are today if you like. Now, more than a month ago, the kids talk and we talked about one of the Ten Commandments. Does anybody remember what it was? Now, this is, we used to do this Boys Brigade, and not many kids really remembered, but so I won't worry if you don't know. Something to do with today. What's special about today? You know it? Yep. It's a Sabbath day, or a Sunday. It's one day in seven. God said we were to what? Rest and worship Him. Yep, that's right. So that's one of the Ten Commandments, isn't it? There's, probably should have got it put up on over here, shouldn't I? Never mind. But it's the first of the Ten Commandments, so all to do with worshipping God. And then he says in the fourth one, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Right? That's the Ten Commandments. Now today, I want to zip forward to the New Testament times when Jesus was walking on earth. And some of the religious leaders of the day were taking Jesus to task for not keeping the Sabbath. And he said, and Jesus was doing things like healing on the Sabbath. He was, his disciples were rubbing some grain out of a field that they walked through to eat, and they classified that as work. Now that's getting pretty nitpicky when you've got all these little rules about how we should keep the Sabbath and keep it holy. And Jesus said to the religious leaders, he said, let me ask you something. What kind of action suits the Sabbath the best? Doing good or doing evil? Helping people or leaving them helpless? Now, I was just thinking, when you go to school, do you have rules? Cynthia, do you have rules at your school? Do you know one of them? What's a rule at your school? Can you think of one? To what? Rule.
To share.
To share. Now that's a very good rule. Yep. Well, one of the rules when I went to school was when the bell went, I don't know whether you still have bells, do you, at school, to tell you when to go to class and change things, yep. That you had to go straight to your class, and if you didn't, you had to have very good reason for not going there, all right? Because you'd be breaking the rules. Now, what happens if you're playing in the playground before school, and your friend, it's a frosty winter's morning, and your friend slips over on the ice and whacks her teeth like my granddaughter did at school this last winter. And what do you do? The bell goes? Do you just leave your friend there and rush off to class and so that you don't break the rules? Or what do you think you should do? Do you think perhaps you should stay with your friend, help them, and then go and get somebody else, a teacher or somebody to help them? But that would mean that you might be breaking the rules, might not? But Jesus says, you're to help people first. You're to show love. Keeping the rules is good, but the ultimate rule that Jesus wants us to live by is to put Him first in our lives and to put the good of others before ourselves. And he says those are the two commandments that overrule every other rule. So, and that's what he's saying here. Jesus is saying, doing good or doing evil, helping people or leaving them helpless. And so that's what we've got to remember about rules. That is one of the ultimate rules that God wants us to live by. So we're to put God first and also the good of others before ourselves in the way we live. And sometimes we just see rules to obey and not why God gave them to us, because he loves us and he wants the best for us. Right, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that the Ten Commandments were given not just to keep us in line, but so that we could live wonderful lives, lives which are enhanced by love, lives which centre on you, which means that our needs are fully met, and lives which are centred on others so that nobody goes wanting. Those were the purpose of your rules. Help us each day to live by those, Father. In Jesus' name. Amen.